Blog Talk Radio.
Parker Meredith, and this is Tuesday Talk with Dr. Parker Meredith and Derek Scales Shelton. We are having just a little bit of technical difficulty, so I am going to play a song and see if we can't get my co-host and the person I'm interviewing on here in a few minutes. All right? We'll be right back. Parker Meredith, and I have my co-host Derek Shelton on the line with me. Sorry about that. We had a few technical difficulties, but nothing. A little extra song can't take care of. How you doing today, Derek?
Oh, hey, Tasha. Just feeling pretty good now. This hot weather out here has gotten a little bit better. It's got a little coolness going on, and I can always handle that if nothing else going on. But I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
I'm doing wonderful. I am excited about our show today. I'm excited about interviewing Minister Shalisa. I'm going to see if we can get her on the line here in a few minutes. But what's going on? What's new in the world, Derek?
Yeah, better question to ask would be what's not new, you know, because there's just so much going on, Tasha. It's like rapid progression on everything in fast motion, so to speak. But anyway, I was just going to say, did you get a chance to see Saturday Night Live with the parody of the debate?
No.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, yeah. Well, they always do the parody or satire or whatever you want to call it of stuff going on in the current event news or current things going on, and they had Alec Baldwin who played the part of Donald Trump, and then I don't know the female actress's name who did Hillary Clinton, but it was so funny. It was just anytime anybody goes and plays it back on the newscast. Hello, Tasha.
Uh-huh, I'm here.
Hello. Oh, okay. I thought I heard a click, like something, like you hung up again. But anyway, so they had Alec Baldwin, who did about as good of a Donald Trump impression as he did better than Donald Trump does Donald Trump. And so they had him on there. And of course, you know, they had kind of like, you know, going on with the debate where Hillary would say something and Donald would say something. Of course, Hillary would say, she would say something and Donald would repray him. Wait a minute, my mic is broken. Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, they took my mic to Kenya and they made it. Listen to that. That's what they did. And it's pronounced China.
Now, what is he saying? That's hilarious, Derek. What happened with what is he saying happened with his mics during the debate?
With his what now?
His microphone.
Oh, okay. Well, evidently, you know, he happened to, I guess, come up with excuses why he did so poorly. Because, I mean, this is a guy who thought he won the debate. That tells you how crazy he is, you know. But anyway, he, was coming up with the excuses saying, and that supposedly the mic had a glitch or something going on with it inside the place wherever they were, the venue. Okay, so evidently his mic was not as hot as Hillary's was and being able to hear him as much as Hillary would, but it had nothing to do with the broadcasting of the 82 million, you know. I mean, we, you know, as people sitting out in the world and watching it on TV, we had no problems with it. It was supposedly a problem with minor problems, so to speak, even as what I'm understanding, within the room where they were actually doing the debate. So he made that excuse about it. His mic was not good, and he felt that was a reason why he didn't do good, which had nothing to do with it as far as the whole content of the thing. But just another ploy with Donald Trump and, you know, people backing him who were his followers and surrogates. Yeah, yeah, that was true. His mic was bad. That's why he did so bad. You know, that kind of stuff. It was ridiculous. But, you know, what can you say? We're talking about Donald Trump here.
Right, exactly. We've got another debate coming up, I think, on the 9th.
I'm not exactly sure the date. Well, you know, we got the vice presidents that are on tonight, though. Tonight is the vice presidential debate. I don't know when the next one for Hillary and Trump is. You might be right on the 9th for that one, but I know that the vice presidential debate will be on tonight.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, I am going to have to watch it.
Yeah, well, they say it won't be anything.
You know what time it comes?
I want to say is 9 o'clock Eastern, which would be like 6 o'clock California time, our time, and then Arizona time, it's the same time. But don't hold me to that. But I believe I remember them saying on MSNBC that it was 9 o'clock Eastern, which is what I believe I recall them saying the debate for tonight would be.
Uh huh. Okay. Awesome. Well, you know what? I would be interested in seeing or listening to what they have to say about the violence, the crime that we've been talking about, which we're going to have our guest on here in a minute. But, you know, remember last week when we talked about it, Derek, there was a great divide between Secretary Clinton and Donald Trump. I mean, they have vastly different viewpoints or perspectives on how to deal with race relations and the killing of African-American black men specifically here in the United States.
Yeah, that's well, yeah, that goes to show you that, you know, when it comes down to it, I think it very much is a thing where, you know, you got Donald Trump's vision and philosophies on things, and then you have Hillary Clinton's on her end, and it is vastly different, you know. And I think it's basically border on right and wrong. I mean,
right?
I really do, because even this thing that's come up with Donald Trump and his taxes, you know, where he hasn't paid federal tax in like 20 years or something like that, and they're calling him out on saying that he's lying about his wealth and how much he's worth and all that, which is a lot that entails for him not wanting to disclose his tax returns to let it be known. I mean, because he doesn't want to expose himself as being a fraud. So it's just gosh, Tasha, you know, it gets to a point where you just can't even discuss or talk about it because it's so mind-boggling and so crazy about what's going on with this candidacy race, you know. And I feel very strongly in hoping that we reach everyone in getting them out to vote and let it be known that we got to take this by the horns and do something about it. There's no way that we can let that man get in office. It just cannot happen. We have to go to the polls. We just have to, for every instance possible, to make it the way it should be.
Absolutely. I'm in total agreement with you, Derek. And we have one person that we're going to interview today, Minister Shalisa Jones, a.k.a. Magic. She's going to kill me for saying that, a.k.a. Magic, but we're going to bring her on here in a minute, Derek. And I just wanted to, you know, give her an introduction and let her know that I am so elated to have her on the show. I'm so elated to have you on the show, Minister Jones. I want to give you an opportunity to, just before we get into the prayer vigil, I want to bring you on and just give you an opportunity to introduce yourself and tell our listeners who you are, where you're from, and then we'll get into the prayer vigil and how we got to this point.
Okay. Well, it's good afternoon. I guess you guys are already 12 o'clock. I'm in Chicago. And I just
I'm in the morning,
so very much.
It's good morning on my end. I'm in California, so I still, you know, I'm just like after 9 a.m. So it's morning here and afternoon, I guess, on the East Coast. So, yeah, we're in different time zones here. But it's good to have you on.
Right,
so
it's still morning
really happy to be a part of this discussion this morning.
Absolutely.
Yes, I'm so glad that my sister invited me on. I thank God for this. So,
absolutely.
Like she said, I'm a minister here in Chicago. I probably finished my divinity maybe close to 2 years at the Lutheran School of Theology. So I am still a babe in the ministry, because that's what we would call a puppy. But I am also a Chicago police officer, and I've been on the force for over 22 years.
Mm. Wow. 22 years.
Mm-hmm.
You've
seen
a lot.
I pretty much have seen it all.
I can imagine. I really can.
So tell us, Officer Jones, Minister Shalisa. Tell us a little bit. Talk to me about the just being on the police force for 22 years, and then how it led you into ministry, and then I want to talk specifically about the crime in Chicago. So how talk to us about being on the police force for 22 years. How has that been?
Well, that began when I was a little girl, around the age of 8. An officer walked me across the street. So I always had it in my heart to want to help people. So I looked up to him and said, that's what I want to do, because he helped me across the street, make sure I got across the street safely. And it just grew in my heart that when I grew up, I want to be a police officer.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how that was founded.
Okay, awesome. And so you've seen a lot probably in 22 years. Has the crime rate increased, decreased, stayed the same in the city of Chicago? I mean, we hear so much about the city of Chicago, and I'm so glad that you're on. Thank you so much, because I want to just shed light to our listeners on, you know, the crime in Chicago, but also I want to give them a police officer's perspective, because sometimes I think the good cops get a bad rap.
Yeah, that does happen sometimes. I'm not at liberty to discuss too much about the Chicago police, because we have to get permission from the department. But what I can say, yes, the crime has increased. Tremendous. It's increased. You have now, you know, there's no respect for life, period, here, right now. But if we crossed over into the Bible and you look and you read in the book of Jeremiah, Jeremiah was a prophet that was sent out to warn the people. You see, because it just doesn't stop from the violence. We as a country has done a lot of wrong, and we need to come back to God. It's almost like God, in this prayer vigil, is doing an atonement and giving us an opportunity to seek him while he can be found. The book of Jeremiah discusses that Jeremiah is going out into the community and saying, this is thus saith the Lord. Come back to me and repent, or else your babies will be slaughtered, your kids will be slaughtered in the street, on your doorstep. Is that not happening? Mm-hmm. In Chicago, women can't even walk in the stroller, their babies in the stroller, and they're getting shot.
Right.
You're sitting in a car
right.
and you're getting shot. You're on the expressway and you're getting shot. You know, you're watering your grass and you're getting shot.
Mm.
It's very serious here. And man can't stop this genocide in Chicago.
Uh-huh.
Only God can.
Absolutely. I'm so glad you said that, and I thank you for sharing what you can from your perspective on the police force. And I want to get into what you just said about man can't stop this, only God can stop this, because I think this is what your prayer vigil is about, right? And this is what tell us what your objective of the prayer vigil is. Like, what do you want to see? And what do you want to see happen? And then how we'll get into how people can support you and what you and the ministry and what, you know, what it is we need to do as a nation to support you.
Okay. Well, I was at home watching the news, and this was about the end of May, I believe, God. And I saw a baby on the news. They said a baby had been shot that was 3 months old in the head, a 3-month-year-old baby. So I cried out to the Lord and said, God, what can I do to help? And God said, look here, I want you to do a visual, a prayer visual, inviting all faith, non-believers, unbelievers, to come to Soldier Field. Soldier Field is one of our sports stadiums that houses the Chicago Bears. So it's a football field. It holds over 63,000 people. So I was like, oh, okay, God, you chose Soldier Field? Well, if it holds 63,000, then let's go ahead and go for 1,000,000. Because from what I see, when we go to a football game, we tailgate. So let's also take over the parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
So he was in agreement, And I started looking it up, and I called them, and I said, hey, how do you go about renting Soldier Field? And because I don't have a big name behind me, it literally took me almost 3 months to secure this date. They're like, lady, who are you? You're not a Beyonce. And I'm like, God's money should spend the same as Beyonce money. What is the hold up here? But the opposition, we here, we're not fighting. This war that we're in is a spiritual war. This is not a flesh-on-flesh war. You cannot take an AK-47 and fight these demons in Chicago.
Wow.
You can only take the word of God to bring these strongholds in Chicago. So, sis, if you're praying, that's 1,000 demons you knocking down. If we're praying together, that's 10,000. And so on and so on. There's strength and power in the name of God.
Amen.
So if he's calling all of us together, the crime has no race on it. It has no face on it. When a person is being shot, half the time there are innocent bodies that's being shot. So they're missing their target.
Mm.
So crime, when I say that, if somebody gets their cell phone stolen, their iPhone taken or robbed, they don't ask you what your faith is. They're not asking you what your faith is when they come in your house and burglarize your house. So this is called cry out for peace, giving us a chance to get God back in the midst of our land. In 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14, he said, if my people will humble themselves and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and heal this land. That's what we got to come together and do. This terrorism is all over our nation. We got planes disappearing. Not one time, but more than one time, right? A whole plane?
Right.
Only
right.
God can fix this.
Absolutely.
Only God can fix this situation. And so until we come together and hold hands and embrace one another in oneness, that's what he's calling us to do. While he can be found, he's given us a chance to do this. Because we didn't let God out of everything. You didn't put him out of the schools. You didn't put him out of the prayers at the arenas. We left him out of everything. God is a jealous God, and he's not too pleased right now. But he's also a forgiving God. He's never left us. We have left him, including myself at one time or another.
Absolutely. We all have. I know I can't speak for everybody, but I know I have.
Yeah.
I have, and thank God he led me back to him, you know.
Yeah.
And I totally appreciate your insight, and I'm in total agreement that this is absolutely something that only God can fix, and we have to look at it from a spiritual warfare vantage point because, you know,
Look, you make money off of crime.
Some
people in the higher beings are making money off of crime. So
absolutely.
The only way we should come together.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. You see,
absolutely.
So the only way we could come together to combat this situation is putting God back in the midst. Said in Isaiah 62, verse 7, we all need to come together under God to worship, fast, and pray. To show that we still need to trust that God is still in control. So the scripture says in Isaiah 66, verse 18 and 23, I will gather all nations in tongues, and they shall come and see my glory. It shall come to pass that from one new moon to another and from one Sabbath to another shall all flesh come together to worship before me. That's what the Lord said. So it doesn't matter what nationality you are. He said, I'm begging everybody to come together.
Wow, absolutely. And that's what you're
trying
to do,
right? And so the opposition here is I couldn't get any press. So we could even tell anybody. That's how big these demons are here.
Wow.
We couldn't even get any press. After I signed, I had to give up $50,000. I did a GoFundMe, and it wasn't going too well. I had never did one before. So I said, God, ain't nobody donating to this. What's going on? And don't get me wrong, some people were donating. But I need it. It cost $50,000 just to secure the date. They want another $100,000. I said, God, ain't nobody donating to this. He said, start with yourself. He said, Jaleesa, you need to start with yourself. So I went into my retirement fund and took $38,000 of my money out And then I started a non-for-profit, so we had $12,000. The non-for-profit is called Fresh Start Academy, and it's to help women when they get out of jail. It's a shelter. So it had $12,000. You put the 38 and the 12, that's $50,000. It's non-refundable. They say, lady, if this don't go through, you don't get your money back. So I'm walking on extreme faith. We talking about radical faith.
Radical
faith. Because I believe
Amen.
In what you're preaching, you should be you should be living in it yourself. If you're going to preach it to the people, you need to be about it yourself. So I sowed that seed. And right after that, I'm trying to get some press. You can't get no press in Chicago. Everybody's chasing ambulance. So good news is not on the agenda. So we couldn't get any press. And everything is just about who you know. You know, I'm out here. Like God said, I would use a no-name person. I'll use a donkey. If we don't come in crowd, he's going to use the rock. You see, so it doesn't take a person, shouldn't take a person to have a big name to get a word out, but it's just the opposition, the principalities of what you're up against. But we serve a God that has more power than that. So after that happened, a lady here in Chicago, one of the editors, wrote a story about me just last Sunday. It was just last Sunday, maybe. And she gave me a big one-page story in the paper about what I was trying to do. So that Monday opened up doors. God started opening up doors with the media, with the radio station. So we're getting the word out, and people are donating and going to the GoFundMe. But it's to the point now, if this is a Monday event, this is owned by the Park District. The mayor needs to be on board with this. They can waive that fee. This should be a free event.
Oh, wow.
Considering we're the capital of murder here, you know, bringing us all together, I mean, from the mayor to superintendent, everybody should be involved.
Absolutely.
We need
everybody. Totally agree
every church leader. I haven't had too many church leaders get on board yet.
Wow.
You know, well, that's pretty deep out here.
Yeah, you know, that's
we got three or four churches on each corner in Chicago.
Yeah, and if each church gave $1,000, $2,000, you know.
Right, or just a pastor alone gave $1,000. That's 400 people, $1,000, we got it. It shouldn't have took this long to get this.
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely.
But God is not through, and we're still going forward. Believing this is going to happen on October 10th, 2016.
Amen. What is your GoFundMe site and your website so for people who want to donate in Special Leases?
It's www.cryout2016.com. www.cryout2016.com. You can also make donations. You know, some people don't do the computer. You can go, the address would be 2248 South Keeler, Keeler, Chicago, Illinois, 60623.
Okay. Awesome. Derek, what questions do you have? I want to bring you in.
Well, I'm just, you know, sitting back in awe, as I usually do when we have a guest on that just elaborates so eloquently on a mission, and just wanted to commend you on what a great job you're doing in getting this thing. And again, going back to just what you said about how it's like pulling hen's teeth to get people to do stuff that's for the right. I mean, you know, it just seems like Dr. Tasha Parker Meredith and I always discuss this thing I kind of came up with as an analogy called hashtag moonwalking world, which means, you know, kind of how it sounds. You know, it looks like we're going in the right direction, but we're going backwards in an illusion because you would think that having all the churches and the clergy and the people that are aiming for this cause.
Yeah.
I mean, and then, you know, you would think that they would be in a position and willing to help, but they don't. People do not help when the cause is also the best cause. And, you know, that's why I just say, you know, I commend you so much on what you're doing. And then, too, I think, the whole issue with being that it's black lives that are dying and nobody really cares. I mean, you know, it's like even
right.
we as a people, needless to say, we're killing each other at an alarming rate to the point where, you know, that's an issue in itself, let alone what
yes.
anybody else is thinking and want to do. So it's like, hey, who wants to give that? I mean, hey, that's their problem or whatever. So I hear you
right.
what you're saying, because, I mean, I've tried to do a lot of things and causes and the like with what you're doing, and people just do not care. They don't give. I mean, and you would think, like you say, the pastors at least. I mean, we're talking about pastors who are reaping money from the community and giving back $1,000, $2,000 here and
yeah.
there. How much do they get a year from their
right.
you know, tithes? So, but anyway, I wanted to ask
you
a question.
And you could write this off. It's a 501.
Yeah.
But like you said,
yeah.
we've got
there
so tired. I haven't birthed not one kid. And for me to care about everybody's kids, you know, that's something within itself. You hear what I told you? I went into my retirement fund.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And to sit up here and nobody else has came on board and you're clergy,
right.
that's really
right.
sad.
Absolutely.
And because this table, God is calling everybody to the table. It's more than enough room for everybody. I mean, from Buddha to Catholics, whatever you are, should be involved in this. Because like I
right.
said, what are you going to do? What are you waiting on until it happened to you? Innocent people are
right.
dying here in Chicago. It's not just gangbangers shooting gangbangers, and all lives should matter.
Absolutely.
We serve a God who cares about all people, the just and the unjust.
Absolutely. I'm in total agreement. And you were getting ready to ask a question, Derek?
Yeah, I was just going to say, let me get back onto my train of thought here. Okay, I was going to ask, what is it, I mean, to know, and don't get me wrong, I know that there are those people out there who are never going to be reached. They're not going to listen. They don't care. They're depending on their
mm-hmm.
their economic situation, the way they were brought up, the callousness of the heartlessness that
mm-hmm.
they had, that they're going to be the one. Those are the ones that are killing and not caring about what's going on with what you're doing as far as having the vigil or anything. So those are the people that we can't count on to be a part of it. But we got
mm-hmm.
to, hopefully, you know, what's going on as far as the people saying, you know, that are really wanting to stand up to it. Or is it because they're scared? Or is there people just walking around and just saying, well, I'm hoping that I don't be a part of it? Is that what's really going on?
You know what, Doc? Like we were saying, I'm out here. I'm not in a clique. I'm not in a club. And it shouldn't take all of that. Chicago can be very divided at times. You got people doing prayer vigils. That's what's amazing to me. You're out here on these corners and you're marching, some are. And they're doing a great job, but you cried out to God saying, bring us more people, give us a bigger venue. And when I call you up and say, let's merge together and let's work together for the Lord, it's who are you? No, we're doing our own thing. We're booked that day. How can you be booked on that day with God's mandate? We're in a state of emergency.
Right.
So, why couldn't you allow God to change your schedule? Because everybody that thinks they're doing something for God may not be doing it for God.
Mm-hmm.
Because what
Absolutely.
Does the scripture say? Everybody that's going to call me Lord, Lord, he's going to say, I didn't know you.
Right, right.
Where are you? You know, so I'm going to different prayer vigils, and I'm reaching out, and I'm saying, hey, I'm not trying to reinvent the wheel. He only gave me this assignment. I'm not a promoter for prayer vigil every month. Your assignment
right.
may be to continue after this cry out on October
mm-hmm.
10th, but my assignment is just for October 10th. Let's come
mm-hmm.
and join together. I'm not trying to reinvent the wheel, but we should be merging
right.
together. All of these churches.
Mm-hmm.
You do it. They just did some last week. Why wouldn't you come and work together?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's going to
mm-hmm.
take all of us to bring these strongholds down. We have allowed these demons to grow. Yeah,
absolutely.
And some people say, I'm praying at home. Yes, that's great. But God is calling us to come together and pray. People say,
mm-hmm.
why did you choose Soldier Field? that $400,000 can go into the community. We got to reach the heavenly realm. God is taking this $50,000 to save a nation, not just a community. Okay? He's taking it to save a nation, not just the community.
Absolutely.
And he chose Soldier Fields. We're not Jubilee. Soldier Fields, we haven't had a faith-based event in over 20-some years.
Wow.
I didn't choose Soldier Fields. He did. The last time, I think we had the Archdiocese did a prayer. I think it was just with the men. And they had about 60,000 people came. And then you had Martin Luther King did a freedom movement walk. And then you had Billy Graham did a revival at the old Soldier Field. So God chose Soldier Field. I didn't choose that spot. And again, our government officials, our mayor, could waive this fee so that the people
Absolutely.
Can come and worship and pray and fast over this city. Why wouldn't you want that?
And so I'm in total agreement with you. How can our listeners encourage the mayor, if you will, to make this a free event? Like, what, you know, do you have the mayor's number that you want to give out?
No.
Or, like, can they send emails or what?
They can send emails, but I didn't write that information down, Doc. You're so right.
Oh,
because we need to be
flooding. No, that's okay.
I mean, but they can get it. You can get it easily off the website. But we need to be flooding his phone, you know, flooding his phone. You have a Chicago cop who's also a minister out here trying to bring the whole world together.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And only a few people standing with me.
Phone.
I'm still trying
yep.
to reach out to the. I was on Windy City Live. I was still.
Uh-huh.
I'm still trying to reach out to the bishop who came on Windy City Live and said that he was going to help me. He was going to help bring the rest of the ministers together.
Uh huh.
You know, I'm still waiting on the response from that.
Wow. Well, we will
still
be
waiting
standing
on the response
in agreement.
From that.
We're standing in agreement with you, and we've been the Tuesday Talk Show as well as the Kingdom International Ministries. We will make a donation and on your
Praise
GoFundMe
God.
Site, and we will, you know, we'll be standing with you. We'll be praying with you, and we are, you know, I just posted it on my Facebook page, so hopefully you'll get some more donations from that. And to all of our listeners, I encourage you, give the mayor, it's Rahm Emanuel, right?
Yes, yes.
Let's bombard his office today with phone calls. You can
yes.
can find me. Actually, it's pretty easy. On I just went to the website. In order to call the mayor, all you got to do is dial 311 in the city of Chicago. It's 311. So for all of my Chicago listeners and local listeners, let's call Mayor Rahm Emanuel and tell him to make the prayer vigil a free event for October 10th. We are going to bombard the mayor and just get as many people on board as we can, Minister Shalisa. And I want to let you know that Derek and I appreciate you so much for coming on today. We are praying with
thank
you.
Thank you.
You.
Absolutely.
But we're not only going to.
If you guys can up that up to a fast, that would help me a great deal. I mean, just give us something.
I'm fasting right now as we speak,
and
mm-hmm.
you know he's got to tear these walls down. God is gonna tear these walls down here in Chicago, just all over. It's not just here,
Absolutely.
Like I said, that has the crime. Anytime a plane can disappear in the air, come on.
Yeah, it's
you know?
Powerful. These demons are powerful, and we have to fight them with the word and with the sword of God. So we will be fighting with you and standing in agreement with you. And I will absolutely join you in your fast. You can text me the information, and hey, I will send it to all of my leaders, my pastors, and my elders, and we will join you in this fast.
I appreciate that. I appreciate
Amen.
That so much. It is
Amen.
Truly a blessing to know. This has been a journey. It has. But I thank God for every minute of it.
Absolutely.
So what? You know the scripture, the race is not given to the swift, so he knew that you were the person, the perfect person to take on this task, Minister Shalisa. So we just applaud you. Your faith is just wow. It's amazing. And you are actually walking in and practicing what a lot of these preachers and pastors teach and talk about, but they don't necessarily live it out. So you're living the word.
That,
you put the
word. Thank you so very much. I mean, they had offered to give me the money back. I said, no, God hasn't told me to take no money back.
Mm.
God hasn't told me to change the date. We've had
mm-hmm.
some people to say, hey, you know, we're willing to maybe reach out and help you, but you need to change the date. I don't have the obligation to change that date like that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm open
mm-hmm.
if God wants to change the date, then so
absolutely.
Be it. But that's not what he told me. So if I lose it, if I lose the $50,000, I lose the
$50,000.
It's no more than what did Esther say? If I should perish, I should perish, right?
Amen.
I know where
Amen.
I'm going at the end of the day.
That's what
at
matters.
The end of
God
the day.
Is good.
Amen.
Yeah.
God is good.
Yes.
And I believe you, and I trust in you, and I trust the God in you. And we'll be praying with and for you, all right?
Okay, I love you guys. Thank you so
love you
very
too.
Much.
Thank you
we
for
you
enlightening
so
us
much.
So much, and very much
yes.
Blessings with what you're doing so much.
All right. God bless.
All right, we'll be in touch. God bless you, Minister.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Wow.
See
you, Tasha. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah. It's just, I anticipated it being nothing shy of what it turns out being, Tasha. You know, we have this individual who is kind of taking the reins and leading us, I mean, and being what we all should be the epitome of being and doing in such a hardened crisis of a situation that affects everyone. I mean, it's not like it's just affecting a certain group of people. I mean, anything that happens now affects us all as a human race. I know it's the big
mm-hmm.
divisive thing going on right now with stuff going on and for different reasons. And, you know, the consensus is that if we don't do it all together, then we all lose in one way or another. I mean, there's no isolation here. There isn't, really isn't. I mean, all good people need to stand together to make it a better way for everyone, you know. It really is
mm-hmm.
that way, Tasha. I mean, I can't stress that enough as far as from my standpoint of looking at it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I've enjoyed the show today, Derek. I'm going to have to cut it short by a few minutes today, but we will be back on next week. Join us at blogtalkradio.com/livelovelaugh. You can also dial online 323-642-1299, 323-642-1299. Derek, I love you.
I love you too. And it's just a thing that if we had the love like we have for each other and other people, this would be a much
Absolutely.
Better world, Tasha.
Absolutely. It sure would. It sure would. Well, God bless you, everybody. Thank you to all our callers and listeners. Thank you, Minister Shalisa, Minister and Officer Shalisa Jones. We'll be right back next week, 12 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, 9 o'clock California time. God bless you.